Let us pray. Almighty God, thank you for all the blessings you have given us today. I ask you to send your Spirit to us. Touch our hearts so that we can come near to you. Lord, help us to be guided by the Holy Spirit, and help us to live and walk for our Lord Jesus, no matter where we go and what we do. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, we are here to celebrate the day of Pentecost. Pentecost is known as one of the great festivals of the church. In modern culture, it's not popular like Christmas or Easter. But for Christians, it is very important. It celebrates the coming of the Holy Spirit on the disciples, and they were transformed. We will also explore the work of the Holy Spirit and his influence on the people of God throughout the Bible. On the first day of Pentecost, in the time of Christ, the disciples experienced the Holy Spirit for the first time. As we know, the disciples were chosen by Christ. They were taught by Christ for many years. Yet, when Jesus was persecuted and died on the cross, most of them left him. Even Peter denied Jesus 3 times. However, something miraculous happened to them. They gathered together and were filled with the Holy Spirit. The disciples were changed. They started spending more time worshiping God. They spent more time teaching and preaching the Word of God to many people. In order to understand the immense importance of this gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, we need to explore the meaning of Pentecost further. The book of Exodus, chapter 23, verse 16, says, "Celebrate the festival of harvest with the first fruits of the crops you sow in your field." In this passage, the term first fruits comes from the Hebrew bakar. Bakar means to bear new fruit or to constitute as firstborn. Passover is a Jewish holiday commemorating the freedom of the people of Israel from Egypt. After Passover, there were 7 weeks times 7 days, 49 days. The next day was the 50th day, and this was called Pentecost, or the Feast of Weeks. The observance of the Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost, was first used in the Old Testament. Pentecost was also called the Festival of Harvest, which celebrates the first fruits of the crops. After people of Israel were delivered from Egypt, by God and arrived in the wilderness. They worshiped God with thanksgiving and celebrated the first fruits of their crops. In the New Testament, the first fruits, Bakar, also refers to the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit came upon believers of Christ 50 days after the death and resurrection of Christ. In summary, Passover in the Old Testament prophesies the death and resurrection of Christ, while Pentecost prophesies the arrival of the Holy Spirit and the beginning of the Christian church. The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 1 says, "When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Before Jesus ascended heaven, he said, in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 4, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised. Our God also said in the Old Testament, in the book of Joel, 2, verse 28, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Mighty God made his promise, so he sent the Holy Spirit to his people. There were about 120 disciples of Christ who were gathered at the time of Pentecost in Jerusalem." And the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 2 to 3 says, "Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them." The disciples of Christ were touched by the Holy Spirit, which is like wind. The book of John, chapter 3, verse 8 says, "The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. This is what Jesus said to Nicodemus, who was the leader of the Jewish council. If you want to understand what the Holy Spirit is, we can look at the Hebrew. The Holy Spirit is called Ruach. Ruach means breath, wind, and spirit. Genesis 1 verse 2 says, the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. The Spirit of God was with God at the beginning. The book of Ezekiel 37 verse 5 says, this is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones, I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. In the passage of Ezekiel, bones refer to the dying souls who left God. Mighty God gave the message of hope to the people of Israel who lost their family members and had become slaves of Babylon the word of the Spirit gave them hope from despair. These family members were doomed to die in Babylon, but was promised that the Spirit of God would make them alive after death. This message teaches us that when we are with God and guided by the Holy Spirit, we will be surviving and be regenerated here on earth. The Holy Spirit is like also fire. Fire refers to the presence of God. In the Bible, Moses met God at the burning bush. After God took the people of Israel out of Egypt, he cared for them day in the pillar of clouds and night in the pillar of fire in the wilderness. Fire also includes the acts of destroying something. Our God destroys our sins through fire. Finally, fire refers to God's judgment. With the guidance of the Holy Spirit, those first disciples started something special. Yet, sometimes it is difficult to understand the tremendous power of the Holy Spirit. In Acts 2 verse 4, it says, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. As you may know, our God gave his believers two kinds of blessings. The first blessing is called grace. Grace is known to be charis in Greek. Believers of Christ are given salvation through faith. God's salvation is called the grace of God. Our salvation does not depend on our actions. It is a free gift of God. We cannot be saved by good works. The second blessing is God's spiritual gifts. These are called charisma in Greek, and there are many. They are given to all believers of Christ to work for God, his church, and his people. One of these spiritual gifts is known as speaking in tongues. In the book of Acts, 2 verse 4, filling with the Holy Spirit refers to the inward sign or gift, while speaking in tongues refers to the Holy Spirit, refers to the outward sign or gift. At Pentecost, the Holy Spirit filled the disciples of Christ and gave them the ability to speak in tongues, to speak different languages, and tell people about God's word. This gift was a sign of speaking in tongues. Here in the book of Acts is different from the death of speaking in tongues in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. Tongue comes from the Greek word glossa. Glossa means tongue or language. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 4, the phrase refers to languages. However, the word tongues in 1 Corinthians refers to heavenly languages that no one could understand. As you know, tongues or languages are very important and special to believers of Christ. At Pentecost, the disciples started speaking in other languages to work for God. Unfortunately, many people did not understand the work of the Holy Spirit and made fun of them. However, Peter delivered the message of God to them with boldness. Peter said in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 14 and 16, "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk. Yes, you suppose it is only 9 in the morning? No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel." Peter also quoted the same passage from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28 to 32. "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even all my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I'll show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." In this passage from Joel, all people refers to those who believe in Jesus as the Lord and Savior. They are given the gift of prophecy, dreams, and visions. In the Old Testament times, these kinds of gifts were given only to God's chosen people. However, in the New Testament, these gifts are given to all believers of Christ. More importantly, with this great gift of the Holy Spirit, God has saved His people. In this passage above, everyone who calls on the name also refers to all believers of Christ today. Because of Pentecost, our God has given new life to all His believers. Weak and powerless disciples of Christ grew to become brave and powerful disciples of Christ with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. They were totally transformed. They became witnesses of Christ and devoted themselves to God. Strong disciples have been preaching and teaching the Word of God to the rest of the world ever since. We ourselves, once we have called on the name and believe in Christ, are filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with the awesome gift of Pentecost. Each of us is called by the Holy Spirit to live and walk for God. And In our own way, we can step out, like the brave disciples of Christ of the time of Jesus, to spread the word of God and make disciples of Christ here in this world. Let us pray.